if you didn't want to say, if you didn't want to talk about a stallion in front of him, if you didn't want to use the word stallion in front of a woman.
I agree. Stable horse. Hmm. Believe it, what you call that.
Now, a female horse is called
a mare.
Now, you might say, everyone around here likes to do what to horses? Everyone around here likes to, say, so you sit on it, and everyone around here likes to. Uh-huh. And you say, last year he, we were talking about doing what we were talking about before.
He rode.
Mm-hmm. And you say, he has, for many years he has.
Ridden.
Now, if you couldn't stay on your horse, you'd say you fell. But say it now. Say it. A little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning. You say he must. He'd say to you, "I must have
fallen out."
Now the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect him from the road, you call them
shoes.
Mm-hmm. You call them just shoes, or would you?
Horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. And what's the part of the horse's feet where you put the shoes onto would be called?
Hoof.
Mm-hmm. And two of them would be called?
Hoof.
Now, what, do you know a game you play with horseshoes?
Horseshoes. Pitch horseshoes.
Mm. A male sheep is called a?
Ram.
Anything you'd say, would you use that in front of women?
Yeah, same thing as a bull and a stallion. Didn't you? Ram or buck, call them buck.
Mm-hmm. But in front of women, you'd say
male sheep.
Now, female sheep is a
yoke.
Pardon me?
Yoke or ewe. We call them both.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I didn't say yoke. Ewe is the right way.
What was this stuff that they have on their backs?
Wool.
Male hog would be called a
boar.
Mm-hmm. In front of women, you'd say what?
A male hog.
Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want to have him grow up to be a boar, you'd say you were going to
castrate
him. Would you say the same thing for horses and calves,
yeah,
and cats, mm-hmm, too. Would you say something different about cats?
Cats,
yeah. You want to say, if you castrate, would you use that about cats too, or would you use something else?
Yeah, I don't know about cats.
A male that has been altered, a male hog, that has been changed, you'd call that a
bear hog.
Now, I want to ask you a little bit about hogs. As they're growing up, now you have different names for them, is that right? You'd have different names for, like, what would a newborn hog be?
Pig.
Mm-hmm. And then when it got older, it would be a?
Choke.
A choke. How big would it have to be before you get it to be a choke?
Oh, I'd say 50 to 75 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And then is there anything that would be bigger than a shoat?
Yeah, hogs, call them hogs. Mm-hmm.
What about a female?
Gilts.
Gilts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that the same for an unbred female? And that, if there's a female, a gilt, no matter what size it is?
Okay.